Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Not a terrible song for life in Ashburn right now, where it is getting kind of hectic. B. Mitch and I are out here like we are every week, frankly, at least 2 days a week. And B, you notice how much more crowded it is out there?
Yeah, too many people.
It's getting crowded, man. And it's getting crowded because the Commanders' play on the field is getting noticed all over the NFL. Helping us understand that more is our guy Eric Edholm. He does power rankings and the NFL draft for NFL.com, NFL Media. Eric, what's up, man? How are you? Thanks for making time for us.
Get your bandwagon seats while they're still available, I guess.
For sure. Well, Eric, I don't know. Unless our producer Jim Mullins told you this, I don't think you'd be aware of this. But for years on our radio show, every Wednesday, we do a power ranking segment, and we always use yours. We always use them from NFL.com. Kind of our experience has been that, like, it's the least hot takey reactionary, and it's kind of fairly steady over the course of the year. How do you land on your power rankings week after week?
Yeah, I try to pick whatever I think my Twitter followers will hate the most and go with that. That's probably easily my tried and true approach. But seriously, thank you for that nice compliment you gave. It's funny because this year, you know, like my whole thing last year was my first year doing it for NFL Media, and I said I'm not going to be one of these people who you win a game, you move up 17 spots, and you know, like I wanted it to be like more measured and more. But you know, the first like weeks 2 through 4, I didn't know what I was doing. It was just shuffling the deck chairs on the Titanic, right? I mean, it was. You know, San Francisco 49ers, Cincinnati Bengals, these teams that we kind of expected to be closer to the top. And then, of course, you know, Washington and a few other surprises have you know, forced us to reevaluate everything. Now, I know that happens every year, right? We have a certain idea of how things generally are going to go, and then, you know, it gets mixed up. But some of the early season results really kind of threw some wrenches into the plan.
How much did Washington do with that as they began to go on their little run here?
I'll tell you a quick story. I had somebody on Twitter, I forget who it was, a media member in the D.C. area, tag me on a tweet and say, this is the most optimistic preseason sort of Commanders related power ranking note that I've seen this year, and I think I had him 26th. So, and I kept thinking, should I bump him up a little, you know, and they lose week one, and okay, let's bring him back a spot or two. But I just sort of looked at the big picture this offseason and felt like, boy, Adam Peters did a really good job, you know, kind of working this roster over from the bottom up. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way. I mean it from a – they didn't have depth the last several years. They didn't have even the top-tier talent as well. But it just felt like there were so many positions that needed addressing and so many issues with, you know, if one guy goes down, the whole house of cards is going to fall. And I just looked at the moves he made, especially in that first big blitz. There weren't a ton of big names out there, but, you know, they filled the ranks. And Frankie Louvu-type guys and Chin and Wagner and all these other pieces. I was just very impressed. And then I thought his work in the draft was really smart and savvy, too. And, you know, there were still a few redeemable young players, obviously, from the old regime that were still there. And I just thought, you know, Jaden's going to be my preseason offensive rookie of the year pick over Caleb. I didn't think it was going to be by a big margin, but I thought he'd be a little bit more ready to play and a better fit with Kingsbury. And so I was optimistic to a point, but I just didn't think that they would be where they're at this quickly and this impressively.
So, Eric, I can't help but notice in the latest batch of power rankings, and we're not doing our – so one thing that kind of has changed our weekly power ranking segment is before we would do it, we would let all the two of us and then our two producers guess, you know, where Washington ranks. And generally right. that guess was like 25th, 27th. Right. And so it killed a lot of radio time because we had to scroll through each spot. Now we're running out of time because you got them sixth this week. And going up against number five with the Ravens, what do you make of a matchup like this that has the entire eyes of the NFL are on Washington, and it feels kind of weird to us?
Yeah, sure, right. I saw Jeremy Reeves talking about it after the game, like, this is kind of weird, right? Like, what do we do with ourselves here? So this obviously is going to be a step up in class in terms of just opponent and, you know, readiness for a big game like this. I know obviously a pretty short road trip, but, you know, you guys know there's a subtle rivalry going on between those two teams, even if they don't play very often. And, you know, the two fan bases obviously have some words for each other from time to time. So, I mean, to me, this is the biggest Commanders game and a regular season game anyway for more than a decade. I don't know. It just feels that way to me. I'd have to go back and look. But obviously for a team that's had limited success for the last couple decades, it's going to be fascinating to see how they hold up. You know, when I went back and watched that week one game, they didn't play as poorly as I kind of thought they did. And, you know, week two obviously was still kind of an incremental move up. But, you know, they've played very good football, especially the last 3 weeks. The Ravens coinciding, you know, with that, with some of their best play, even with some tense moments where they, you know, Sunday they had to crawl back from three deficits to 10 points down in the second half, almost blew the big lead in Dallas. So they're not impenetrable. They're not a flawless team. Everybody knows that. But, you know, they've been in a ton of these big games with the core of their team, you know, Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson, even if you count Derrick Henry from his experience in playoff situations in Tennessee, I mean, you know, they're kind of prepped for this moment. Perhaps the Commanders come into this with that nothing to lose mentality and do just fine. I mean, if they're following Jaden Daniels' lead, I mean, the kid's got some equanimity for a 23-year-old. I mean, he just seems so cool in the face of pressure that, you know, he himself can do a lot of calming down with a good drive early, or, you know, not sort of turning the wrong direction if they do turn the ball over.
It's going to be an exciting game, and I think kind of any outcome wouldn't shock me. If Washington gets their doors blown off, wouldn't shock me. If it's tight to the end, wouldn't shock me. How do you expect it to play out?
Well, I think you brought up a good point there. Like, look last year when the Detroit Lions, who were kind of in the same sort of – now, granted, their ascent had began the year before in the second half of the season. But, again, I think you could say, like, sort of darling team that it starts off hot with a blazing offense. There's some parallels there to what Detroit was last year and what Washington is this year. You know, they got the doors blown off. They went in there and took several haymakers early in the game and had no idea how to respond. Now, we obviously know they fought through it and got to the NFC Championship game and all that. But, you know, so that would obviously be the worst-case scenario. But it's a good reminder that you can lose a game like that. It may hurt today. It may hurt for the rest of the week. But it's not going to kill your season, right? This isn't a division opponent. It's not a conference opponent. Yes, it is a measuring stick game. But on the flip side, obviously, if they play well in a loss or find a way to beat Baltimore, I mean, it kind of smashes the glass ceiling that, look, like you mentioned, I put them at six. Not like I'm denying them. I'm not holding back and, oh, they're still 13th till proven otherwise. No, they're going out and smoking people, and you know, that counts for something. So, yeah, I probably won't react too much to this game and say like, oh, well, now they've learned their lesson, or but you know, obviously I think the Detroit model kind of gives us an idea of what, you know, had they gone in there and won that game last year, we would have thought, wow, this Lions team can win it all.
Yeah.
Even if, you know, they clearly had the shortcomings on defense a year ago.
Sometimes you gotta just let it play out. But like ultimately when you look at a team like Washington, they go and they play against a good team. Do you have a thing like if they lose a certain way, how you drop them a certain amount of points or not?
Yeah, I mean, like if their run game just completely stalls or if Jaden just somehow the moment is too big for him, I mean, you know, I guess that could alter my perception a little bit. I think, you know, even with the defense having played pretty good ball, I think I would say three of the last four games, maybe you guys would differ on that. But, you know, I mean, if they got humiliated on that side of the ball, it's a reminder that, like, look, the reason I had them 26th beginning of the year is because I thought that's going to be where some of the trouble is. Coverage, you know, consistent pass rush, that sort of thing. You know, tackling on the second level even could be an issue. So the thing is, though, Baltimore is such a – they're one of one. They're a singular opponent. Dealing with Henry, Jackson, you know, Justin Tucker's kind of got his groove back and – you know, defensively, they have a great secondary. I mean, they have some things that are tough to deal with. And if you don't see a team like that, you can't really prep for Lamar Jackson's speed. You can't ask Jaden Daniels to play scout team QB2, I don't think. But, yeah, I mean, that's why I kind of put Baltimore in a little bit of a different category because of their style of play.
Talking with Eric Edholm from NFL.com here on the BetQL guest line. We use Eric's power rankings every week. Zooming out from just the Commanders and the Ravens and a huge matchup this week, I can't help but notice, and I think Brian and I, if we were doing our normal segment, would disagree with you here.
Sure.
You moved the Vikings ahead of the Chiefs. You got the Vikings 1, Chiefs 2.
I did that last week, and so when I did it, I was – a lot of reaction to like the Rashee Rice injury. And I thought about flipping him back this week. And I thought, I'm going to get that reputation as a flip-flopper. I can't do it. I'm going to hold tough. I'm going to stick with the Vikings one more week. We'll see. Obviously they're both on bye this week, but you know, there are some spots in the rankings where heck, I don't even know if the difference between number 11 and number 22 is that big. I mean, you know, whereas there are some delineations there. There's the top group that I feel pretty darn good about. Sure, one or two of them could fall out, but for the most part, those teams up top I think are going to be in that playoff mix either by virtue of their record or by virtue of the fact they have just better talent, better roster. And then there's that group at the bottom that, boy, it's going to take something really special for them to get out of that bottom eight or nine. But, you know, to me, the drop between one and two at this point, it's hard to say. I don't want to let history either get – I mean, obviously, the Chiefs have built up enough of a reputation. You know, I had them there in the first spot when they were barely, you know, squeaking by against Atlanta and other teams. And people were saying I was crazy for having them. If they weren't the Chiefs, you wouldn't put them up there. Well, that's true, but at the same time, they've earned that reputation with how they've played the last 6-7 years. So you can't ignore that stuff. I'm not going back 20 years. I'm going back with as long as, you know, Kelce and Mahomes and Andy Reid have been there.
If they play bad and they win, and then all of a sudden they get their groove going, it's kind of hard to say that you're not going to believe that they're as good as they always been.
100%. I mean, they just look, I think we have to readjust our evaluation of how this team's going to win. Think about the Patriots during their reign. You know, there was the years where Tom Brady and Gronk and, you know, and Edelman and these guys were putting up 40 a game. Then there were the seasons where the defense did a lot of the heavy lifting, or the special teams, Adam Vinatieri, et cetera. I mean, you know, the thing that made them so great is that they kind of reimagined who their identity was, you know, virtually every season, but or certainly in little stretches. The Chiefs are kind of a defensive team now. I mean, that's really their bread and butter, even if having the best quarterback on the planet isn't a bad fallback.
Eric, one of the things I applaud you for is I feel like you're looking at San Fran, honestly. You dropped them all the way down to 18 in your rankings this week. They're 2-3, and I understand the injuries. They've blown double-digit leads in the fourth quarter to Arizona and to the Rams.
Like, yes, sir.
That's a problem.
A lot of times about them, they don't make adjustments.
What do you make of the Niners, dude?
Great point, B. Mitch. I think, you know, like my biggest issue with them. Now, granted, not having a kicker in the second half changed the strategy a little bit. You saw them go for it on like fourth and a mile or whatever. You know, in a field goal range, they're doing that. It seems a little, you know, strange to the naked eye. So, but that affected two quarters of football. They've lost three games. They lost two in the way that you just described, which is, this was not a team that was known for blowing those kinds of leads. And they've had their early season struggles. Last year, they started out 5-0, lose three straight. It was like, whoa, what's going on with this team? You know, 2 years prior to that, they were started out 2-3. November and December is really where they make their money, and Shanahan's record in those months has been unbelievable. So there's this sort of trial process where they seem to get all their issues out of the way. We're hearing a little bit more hope, I guess, on the Christian McCaffrey front. You know, they've already gotten Samuel and Kittle back, so I'm a little optimistic. But, man, going in tomorrow night, even if the Seahawks haven't been themselves, that's a big, big game. You can't go 0-3 to start the division and fall to 2-4 entering week 7. I think that's, even with the NFC West being open, that really puts them in a bind, I think.
As good as they've been, I think their year started off with Super Bowl aspirations. They don't make it to the Super Bowl and things like that. They start asking questions, and it seems strange, but they start asking questions in San Francisco.
Well, even yesterday with Robert Saleh, sorry, I didn't mean to step on you there.
Saleh gets fired,
and of course he's got ties to San Francisco. The first question is, are you sticking with your defensive coordinator? Are you going to bring Saleh back? And you can already feel kind of the early tension there.
Well, dude, that's exactly the question I wanted to ask. Both these teams are 2-3, the Niners and the Jets. Do you think one, both, or neither of those two teams make the playoffs?
I'd bet on the Niners just because of the division, their recent history, obviously the caliber of weapons they could end up having if McCaffrey's back, even if he isn't. You know, Jordan Mason's done a pretty good job in his place, so... Of the two, that feels like far safer bet. We saw.
You keep saying the division
one.
There. Do you not buy Seattle?
Seattle's had a rough patch defensively. I mean, they're also chewed up to personnel wise too. I mean, they're missing their first round pick, Byron Murphy. They're missing Uchenna Nwosu, who's now on IR at least four games out. Reek Woolen's probably not playing tomorrow. So, you know, Mike McDonald was brought in as a defensive guy. They looked great the first 3 weeks against, you know, Bo Nix in his debut, Jacoby Brissett, you know, Skylar Thompson. But now with Jared Goff, tore him up. You know, last week did not look as good against the Giants. Daniel Jones had success against them. I mean, I'm a little worried. They have to get Kenneth Walker the ball early. When he gets the ball in the first half, I think it kind of calms their defense down, keeps them off the field. And the dude was just, I mean, four first half touches, that's not a good formula for them.
And what about the Jets?
Oh, yeah, cool. Jets. I mean, boy, how much time you got left, right?
We do a segment called Are You Cooked? And we both think they're cooked.
A mess. I felt like this happened with Todd Bowles, too. It's like, you know, you have a good coach. You know, a guy who knows the defensive game. The defense hasn't really been the problem. I know, penalties and stuff, but really it's the offense. and Nathaniel Hackett's still there. Aaron Rodgers is still the quarterback. Do they go out and get Devontae Adams? Is that the magic elixir? I mean,
nope.
At this point, I think it's a chemistry schematic issue with Rodgers and some of the other players not all being on the same page. But, you know, Rodgers didn't play great early Sunday, and, you know, he threw the late pick too. So there's plenty on his plate as well.
They should put them in a room together and then let them hash it out. Somebody
some
needs to put their hands on Rodgers one day.
Get some trust falls going. Do something, man. Yeah.
Seriously.
Hey, Eric, thank you very much for your time, man. I really enjoyed it.
All right, fellas. Great talking to you. See ya.
All right, man.
Eric Edholm, NFL.com. Give him a follow at Eric_Edholm, E-D-H-O-L-M. When we come back, we're giving away Africa Cup tickets. Nobody go.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Anywhere. Honey, check it out. You got me mesmerized. B. Mitch and Finley, 130. Practice just opened up. Probably see some photos, videos from the Burgundy and Gold boys out on the field here in Ashburn.
Yep.
We haven't checked in with the boys in the aquarium. It's been very busy today. We did hear Jeff this morning. Everybody all right in there? Everybody good?
Everybody good, man.
Jeff, Landini?
All good.
Yeah, okay, yeah, good. We're working hard in here, man.
Okay, that's what I like to hear. The Patriots, we were talking about this earlier, B., the Patriots are turning the page from Jacoby Brissett to Drake May. And I have no idea what Drake May is going to become.
Mm-hmm.
certainly a big, strong, talented young man, third overall pick. I think he is set up to fail on a terrible team with a terrible offensive line. Just a couple of quick rankings that stand out to me about the offense Drake May is about to take over, B. Mm-hmm. Currently, through five games, with a capable veteran quarterback. I'm not saying he's an all-pro level player, but we've seen Jacoby Brissett play some pretty good, decent football, right?
Mm-hmm.
Through five games, the Patriots are 31st in points and 31st in yards.
Wow.
So maybe, you know, you could say Drake May's coming in at the ground floor and he can get him better.
Yeah. They're hoping he plays better.
I don't think he will. I think
then they can, you know, start promoting, oh, yeah, we got our future.
I think we've seen this movie, dude, and I think it's pretty awesome not to see it, but where you have a rookie quarterback, you got to play him because everything else ain't working.
Mm-hmm.
So you play him, but I don't know if you're really giving him that much of a chance at success. Now, he could just hit the ground running and ball out and change everything. There is nothing to prevent that from happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's hard to envision.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do you agree
that he's gonna get great?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Listen, man.
I think that situation's bad.
The reason that so many rookie quarterbacks have the reputation of not doing good their first year is because the teams they're on are normally horrible.
Right.
So it's not his fault he's on a bad team. You know what I mean? When we looked at this team, we were like, okay, Jaden's in the situation, but they fixed a lot of stuff, or they made things better before he took over this thing. So that's why it's working out better for him. If it was just like it was, it'd be a problem.
I think, you know, I recognize that Caleb Williams went first overall. Jaden Daniels went second overall.
Mm-hmm.
Drake May went third overall.
Okay.
At this point, now that I pay attention to cover, talk about the Commanders, I'm not really concerned with Drake or with Caleb.
I'm not either.
I think, you know, of more concern to Commanders fans should be Jalen Hurts or Dak Prescott, or even Daniel Jones, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, now I have pointed out, and you have too, like, a lot of the analytic community pointed to Drake May ahead of Jaden Daniels based on numbers that I thought were fairly skewed or inflated.
Ridiculous.
Like, the pressure to sack stuff I never really bought into because the gap between the two of them was so minuscule anyway. I will root for Drake May because I love when there's new stud young quarterbacks in the NFL. But I don't care about it in the prism of Jaden versus Drake now. It's week five.
You don't care about it because you wasn't the guy that was putting Drake up there. There are those that are going to be trying to care about it. They hope that there's a game where he's good and Jaden's not. But he's done enough good now to where, like David Ogg just told you earlier, do something every week to make me see why they made that pick. And I think he's done a lot already to be cool with it, and let's just keep improvement going forward.
Do you care how Drake looks?
No. Unless we plan against him.
Yeah, like the Caleb one's a little more relevant.
If we plan against him.
Washington's playing them in a couple weeks.
I would care then. I don't care the rest of the year.
And I might care a little bit about Caleb Williams just because he's a local guy, and I like when DMV athletes succeed.
I mean, you pull for him in that sense, but you're
right.
Not going to be following him every day.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like every week, every day. No, you're not going to do that.
Well, and especially because I think, I don't know how much this matters, right? But I think the discussion over, like we did the simple truth exercise. Maybe that was yesterday. Maybe you had left. But like the simple truth to me is, they said Jaden Daniels has offensive rookie of the year locked up. And I agree with that. I also don't care that much. Like, it's a cool award. It might mean something to them.
I don't care about end-of-year things in the beginning of the year, in the middle of the year. I care about that when the year's over. I don't want to talk about that right now. I really care about how much better he plays from this point to the end of this.
Well, not
what a war is going to happen.
Right.
You take care of business, a war is going to come.
There have been two players over the last 15 years to win one of those awards. Chase Young in 2020 and Robert in 2012. Mm-hmm. And how'd that work out?
Hey.
So it's cool. It's fun. You want them to get an award. But, dude, I don't really care. And so if it's a battle of who's the best of these young quarterbacks, I care about that long term because I want the organization to win games and maybe compete at the highest of high levels, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of it is noise. MVPs matter because you don't win an MVP and suck.
Yeah.
The MVP, has the MVP ever come from a bad team? I'm asking that. Like maybe there was some statistical season that was so outrageous.
Normally it's because you made the team better. How can you be the MVP if your team won two or three games? You
right.
know what I mean? I don't know of any offhand.
Landfill, Jeffrey,
A-Rod.
Do you guys care?
Yeah, I want to see him
Roger.
Suck.
Do you?
No, in baseball, A-Rod, he won the MVP on the last place Rangers.
I mean,
in baseball, that's different, though.
That's also perfect for that guy. He can have it. A-Rod.
But I'm saying, like in baseball,
A-Rod is not for
if
me.
If you're hitting home runs and doing all this stuff, you still can show up. And in baseball, you could hit a home run every game and you could lose every game. So that's not your fault. Your team sucks. But in football, if you're winning the MVP, you're normally on a winning team.
What I was thinking about with the Jaden Daniels, you know, we know Bears fans are obsessed with Jaden. So I was just kind of wondering, you know, if because of the draft stuff, if Commanders fans care at all about what Drake May does. I don't really do.
You answer it first.
I'm going to be honest with you. Not really. I'm happy.
What about Jeffrey?
I do not care how Drake May plays. I'm focused on our team, dude. And, you know, if we had to play them next week or a couple of weeks from now, then I'd be like, all right, how's Drake May playing? We're going to see them in a couple of weeks, but not really. I'm more intrigued by Caleb's career and where it's going than Drake's. And like you said, JP, it's a local guy from around here, went number one all. Shoot, I'm intrigued by every number one overall pick and see what they're doing because you were the first pick of the NFL draft.
Yeah, and I think I'm rooting for Drake May. Like, being a quarterback's super hard, and there's not enough good ones, and I think the league is better when there are good players. And so, like, I'm cool with Drake. I kind of think he's doomed.
Yeah, and I don't want him to suck or anything. Of course, I want him to prosper, but it's just like I'm not going to be checking in every week looking for Drake May highlights or what Drake May is doing.
I agree. I think it's the same for me. I think, you know, the debate over that is really was never a debate. At least inside those walls, it was never a debate.
When you are a fan of a team, you cheer for your team. You don't give a damn about what the other guy on the other teams do. I'm being totally. I don't care. Do whatever he wants to do. Who cares?
I think that's fair. I do know this. My boy Phil Perry, we've had on the show a bunch, covers the Patriots for NBC Sports Boston. He had me on his podcast up there because he said, basically, man, there's a lot of people in New England that wish they lost one more game and they got to draft Jaden and didn't lose the tiebreaker. I was thinking about that. How crazy is it, the tiebreaker? The Skins beat the Patriots head-to-head and still got the tiebreaker even though they had the same record.
Well, the other tiebreakers come before ours.
It's just
that's how it lines up. That's how the cookie crumbles.
I get it.
That's how the nut and butt cake crumbles, JP.
Yo, that butt cake is good.
Bunt.
Jeff, you like butt cake? Caller number 10 right now, you win two tickets to the Africa Cup. Saturday, October 12th, DC United versus Asante Kotoko SC at Audi Field. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. Caller number 10, 800-636-1067.
What up?
Landfill, you've got quite the mystery started here. I don't know if B has seen the text yet. I think he's looking now.
He's not going
to
be happy.
Paisanos, eating Paisanos pizza.
Jealous.
Also,
what tickets?
The soccer tickets.
Who won them?
I don't know if we're allowed to disclose that information.
You're not going to like it, B. Mitch.
Bro,
we can disclose that.
I'll tell you if I like it or not.
All right, Jeff says we can disclose it.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers won the Africa Cup tickets?
I know it's not that cool, so I'm not worried. But he would not want to see an Africa Cup ticket.
What if it is the same one?
It's not.
You imagine if Aaron Rodgers listens to our radio show and called in for a ticket giveaway?
I would rather us have one less damn listener.
I mean, Matt Stafford listens, so we got Aaron Rodgers now, too.
Well, I like Matt Stafford. Aaron Rodgers, nah.
Maybe we're big with NFL quarterbacks.
We're two
and
for
Aaron
32.
Rodgers that won the tickets, we're not talking about you. We're talking about the idiot.
Speaking of NFL quarterbacks, Toby Altizer, who previously had a job with us. He was our baseball insider, and then we fired him because he's a Duke fan. but Toby Altizer, is a quasi-friend of the program. He's working his way back. He texted me on that Drake May conversation. I was a May guy, and I'm rooting for him, but I don't really care how he plays. We got our guy. I do think the vast majority of Commanders fans in the pre-draft process that wanted May have completely abandoned that ship and are all in on the Jaden Express. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I think so for sure. All right. We got to make some bets. Before we do, if anybody knows anybody at Butler's Orchard, tell the people at Butler's Orchard I love them and I'd love to speak to them because my kids need to go and it's sold out. All right, Landfill, let's make some bets. Heard it here first. Jeffrey? Jeff, has anybody reached out to you since your rant this morning?
A lot of people have. And they are on the wagon with me. We tired. We're tired. Respect us.
Yeah. Has the Cluster Buster reached out to you?
Nope.
Okay.
Hey, man, look, if hate comes from one area, they should be responded to.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to put it out there, you're going to get something coming back at you. Nobody getting on one side of trap no more. That's over.
Hey, yeah, I was about to say, hey, people want to put on shows. My name Jeff Too Funny. I like giving the grand finale, baby.
Boom. All right, let's get some bets going.
All right, now back to the disappointing part. I am sitting at 0-2 for the week.
Yeah.
Hey, B, you joining me on this one.
You sitting at 0-2. I'm about to leave you, though.
Yeah, you didn't put no bet in yesterday.
I'm going to leave you.
You lost yesterday. JP and
I have no idea if I won last night. Yesterday.
You actually did. Y'all both.
Hell yeah, Liberty.
Y'all both are sitting at 2-0.
No, I lost, bro.
You
didn't I take Liberty last night, Landfill?
Yes, they won 31-24.
All right, Jeff. They were 16.5-point favorites, dude. You think they covered that?
Oh, see, I keep forgetting, dude. When I say I take a team and I just say the team, I always think it's money line. I don't think points. But
man,
fine.
Tell you points.
If you want to.
He said laying points.
If you want to.
Well,
he didn't say
listen.
That. I listened to the audio before this. He just said, give me.
He lost.
Yeah, but you lost.
Don't worry.
Since you argued that, you're 1-1, JP. So B is sitting at 2-0.
I'm just being honest.
That's fine.
But, yo, Jeff, Liberty was a they were minus 900 on the money line.
You can't do that.
That's a pretty heavy favorite. I couldn't just take Liberty.
When you bet Liberty, JP, I didn't even see Liberty on FanDuel. So when you just said that, I just kind of figured, like, oh, man, it's Liberty. It's not that, even though they were undefeated. But
can you do me a favor, Jeff?
Yes.
Tell Denton Day he owes me, like, something the equivalent to, like, a Slurpee or a milkshake.
He owes you $87.
Okay. Nah, that's too much, right? It's not directly his fault, but it is a lot of his fault. He owes me some sort of delicious treat in the $6 to $7 range.
Just bring him some of your flip-flops or your
I don't want
with
that.
Them little UGG shoes he wear.
Denton is my guy. I really like Denton. He dresses incredibly weird. I would like a milkshake, Denton. Jeff, let Denton know he owes me a milkshake, all right?
All right, cool. And my bet tonight, I'm taking the Kansas City Royals money line.
Them O's ain't royal. I got a tip. So this is what I'm
going. Hold on, you going against the Yankees?
Yes, because
he's shook.
The thing is, every time I bet on the Yankees, they lose. So I'm trying some reverse psychology.
Okay, every time you bet on somebody, they normally lose. So I'm taking the Yankees.
Yeah, take the Yankees. I'm taking the Royals. Let's go, baby.
Yeah, I know. You go. You're the cooler. The Royals.
The bigger
lose.
Picture, brothers. The bigger picture.
Landini, what do you like?
I'm taking Jacksonville State minus 21.5.
All right. I got a tip. Ready? I'm taking the Mets under 4.5 first five.
Okay.
Okay.
That must be beef.
Yeah.
We got
only person going to give you something like that is beef.
Yeah.
We got only seam head.
Packed day of baseball. Guardians, Tigers at 3. Phillies, Mets at 5. Yankees, Royals at 7. Dodgers, Padres at 9. We are officially a Padres program. We want them to win the World Series. Thank you to everyone. At least I do. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Today was a lot of fun. Thank you to Torrey Smith for joining us. Thank you to Neil Greenberg. Thank you to DC's own Byron Lefwich. And thank you to Eric Edholm. We're back tomorrow. It's a Bleep You Thursday. We'll open them phone lines up. Ravens Commanders got all the juice. Thanks to the boys in the aquarium. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. Oh, your beer.
Point. Money line. But you want to
say late. End points.
Listen to the audio. But you lost. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.